Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromorrow.
And then Gruesome Doosome!
Gruesome Doosome!
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Voodoo, voodoo.
We have Sully Erna the Witch in studio right now.
That's me, I'm not a
really,
real
that's
witch.
Matt, and we're back on the air after a multi-week hiatus.
The show people don't want you to hear.
Trying to hold us down.
The most dangerous radio show in the world.
But we are back. We are here on the air for the first time in 2017.
Feels good.
You are listening to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We kicked things off this morning with some new Within the Ruins. That's Beautiful Agony off their upcoming album, Halfway Home, which you can now pre-order.
Fun video.
It is a very fun video. It's like...
saucy.
It's very... it's a borderline NSFW, I'd say.
Not safe for YouTube. Yeah, don't watch it at work, for crying out loud. Get back to work is what I would like to say.
Some poorly produced drug tripping going on.
I couldn't do that.
I'm not saying you could.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not good. I'm not a video producer.
That's right. You are not a video producer. So, we're back. If you want to call in here, number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You can also try 781-350-3264.
Call in before they don't let you to call anymore.
Yeah. I mean, this is the new America, right? Your voice is permanently silenced.
PP-soaked America.
Before Brutal Brunch is... lots of things have happened since the last time. Last time we were on the air was Christmas morning.
Yep.
We played you some sweet local Christmas music.
Oh, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. We got some good feedback. And now it's 2017. And was there anything else from 2016 you wanted to touch on?
Hardcore flu.
I do have the easy core palladium flu. Well, last time I got the alien flu from Oceano. So I think it's just, I don't know what the common thread is from at the Palladium. So every time I go to the Palladium, I get sick.
You got sick from Oceano, but I got the truth.
That's true. We all got the truth from Oceano.
I love that guy so much.
But yeah, we went to the Palladium twice in 2016.
Yeah.
Once for Metal Fest, once for the big 4-year strong holiday show. Both were great.
Great shows.
And both made me sick for like over a week after.
I don't know why. Maybe you're just like too fragile. Maybe you're too... you're like a Victorian... like you're like a young Victorian child or something.
So anyway. I don't know. Anything. I was hoping to do like a clip show or something a couple weeks ago. But then of course we can't get in the studio anymore. So that's fun. But anything you want to touch on from the year that was? The terrible year that was? There's some good horror. Lots of good horror movies.
A lot of good horror movies.
That's it, though.
And as you said, a lot of bad horror movies appear to be coming out in 2017. Although this is like the dumping ground for movies, right? Like even horror movies don't care because of the Oscars. Like Man's not going to get an Oscar.
The time of the year, but it's just like also just looking at the release schedule.
Looks
it's
bad.
Like we have another reboot of Friday the 13th coming. We have an Amityville sequel.
What about Rings?
We have Rings is supposed to be coming out this year.
But what do you think about it?
I think it's a cool concept. Because you know what the rings are, right?
Yeah.
They're like the groups of kids that show each other the tape.
I think it's cool.
To like, because they want to like trip out on the 7-day thing and see what visions they see and stuff.
It's viral, man.
And then they show each other the tape so that they survive. And then so it's a rings because it's like a circle of people.
I think it looks neat. I think it looks fun. I think Bye Bye Man looks fantastic.
Bye Bye Man. Looked like it was going to be fantastic and everyone is ripping it to shreds.
I can't imagine why. It's just a stupid name.
It was based on a short story.
I bet.
So you met an ex-radio personality.
That's right. I met ex-radio personality Anthony Spaziali, a.k.a. Spaz. I've been working at the in Woburn for the last couple weeks, and was at the Woburn Stop and Shop, and I saw him in the parking lot, because he's like a little short guy with his like Take Junk shirt on. This is like company that he... which I've also had them take a radiator away from my house now, because I'm like, Spaz, I had a lot of fun listening to that guy like get kicked in a dog costume, whatever. I mean, really, from, like, the past era of, like, local, like, morning zoo radio that doesn't even exist anymore. Like, if you're, like, morning zoo radio, you basically have to pay $200, whatever, listen to Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, a real, I don't know, like, a real nostalgic feeling. I'm like, oh, yeah, Spaz, like, this is fun. And, like, super nice guy. Like, met him, shook his hand. I was, like, had a lot of fun listening to you. He was, like, I don't do the show anymore. I'm, like, that's cool. Like... doesn't change the fact that when I was like 17
breaking
to
news.
20 that it was fun and breaking news.
No, I like how he was like presenting that as like news.
I was like, this
that didn't happen
news.
Like 5 years ago.
Well, he still goes on there.
Does he?
He'll go on like randomly to do like drunk recaps.
I haven't listened since like basically I was in high school. The last time.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I haven't really listened since high school either. But good time. And he's a really nice guy. takejunk.com, whatever, if you have a scrap metal you want to get rid of.
There you go. Like, so what's the little ding thing that they do? Ding!
Ding!
For the plug.
Get some scrap metal.
Actually, we should have done this before because there would have been a better transition for movies, but you also saw a Hong Kong horror movie.
Yeah, so Friday night I was like wiped out and I had to do some additional work. So I put on The Midnight After, which is a Hong Kong horror movie, and didn't understand it, but it's kind of like The Langoliers, if you ever saw that, where like you kind of get, I don't know, like unstuck in time, I guess you'd say, like that horror, that concept, where people get on a bus and then they're like trying to just go home and they end up and everyone's gone and they're like, is it an apocalypse? Is it, are we dead? Is this like purgatory? And then I kind of dug a little bit more into the movie and it's basically like based on a series of like message posts from this guy named Mr. Pizza on the HK Golden message board, which is kind of like, it's kind of like 4chan or Reddit, I guess, for Hong Kong. And it really was like getting deep into a lot of the like Pan-Asian politics that I understand, I guess, basically, but like there'd be randomly like a Japanese guy who'd show up to like save them. And then the breakdown was like, this is about this interaction between China and Hong Kong and then Japan's influence on blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's a lot more than I thought this movie would be about. But other than that, like if you don't have that in the background, it's kind of like a schlocky, weird horror comedy on top of that. And you can just kind of enjoy it on that level, which is kind of what I did.
Nice. It's on Netflix?
On Netflix. And it has 1.5 stars. So that's why I chose it.
That's usually a good criteria.
You know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this. And like pretty good effects for like some of the horror stuff. Like really good effects. Like not like some bad CGI, mm-hmm. but some pretty good CGI too. So I recommend it. The Midnight After.
So there you go.
Yeah.
If you're looking for some background horror comedy.
Yeah, background horror comedy, which is how I watch movies.
All right. So let's play some songs now. We handful of new stuff has come out since we've last been on the air. Let's play some End of Autumn. And their song, I think this is an upcoming EP, this is called Rebirth. And the song that they recently put out is called Time and Whiskey and a Million Other Things Wasted on You.
Ooh.
Featuring Alyssa with 2 L's, Marino, who is a musician. Don't know if she's in any other bands or anything, but she is featured on this track. So check it out. New stuff from End of Autumn on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Brr.
just a gentleman behind him!
Crush, but this man burns. This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
To be the man that
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Changing things up a bit on that one, that was brand new music from one Jacob Bannon of your fave band over there, Converge.
Steve Bannon's
his
cousin.
New big project called Where Your Wounds. That was a song, Goodbye Old Friend.
That's good.
Big collaboration song and album coming out from Mr. Bannon.
Yeah.
That was the nice long song we just played you. Before that, we had Manifest with Washing Hands of Worry, their latest. Then we had, before that, we had some grindcore from the band Grind of the Dead. That was called Control, Alt, Right, Delete. Yes. And we kicked that set off with End of Autumn.
Delete!
Featuring Alyssa Marino with Time, Whiskey, and a Million Other Things Wasted on You from the upcoming Rebirth EP. And now it is time once again. It is back for 2017.
Welcome. It's back.
Metal history.
Metal history.
I forgot about the intro. I don't have the intro with me.
I'll do the intro.
Hold on.
No, do you want the intro time. I would like to do the intro, please. Thank you.
Ready?
Here we go. I love it.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
Yay! Hey, it's January 8th to the 14th. Things that I like that happened in the past. January 8th, 1990, Gwar releases the album Scumdogs of the Universe. A well-produced album for Gwar, high production values for the boys. It's a concept album about how the Scumdogs, which is the members of Gwar, how they got to Earth, which is the song that I'm going to play. This is also one of the albums where it's not just Odorous singing, but there's also the other guy, Techno Destructo. He also sings in a couple of the tracks. This is Death Pod, which is the pod that they came on to get to Earth. And this is their song about that, off Scumdogs. It's good.
Death comes from the sky.
It's it's funny because some of the background on this album is like, ooh, more socially relevant songs. Including ones about killing Nazis. I'm like, pretty socially relevant. I think we're all in agreement there.
Yeah.
Much like Harrison Ford, I guess, in Indiana Jones, that Gwar hates Nazis.
By the way, do you see all the controversy they had in some recent years
following
the passing of Odorous?
No. What's up?
They had their... Let me see what... I can't remember what her name was.
They're still out there, right?
They're still going strong. They had... Volvatron became their singer. Following Odorous.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just make sure I got this all.
Look at that timeline.
That is one tremendous. Where is she on the timeline? She wasn't even wrong. But anyway, had a big falling out with Volvatron. And you heard mixed stories about what went down, whether it was her fault or the band's fault. And yeah, it was pretty ugly.
I hate to hear
ugly
it.
Ugly divorce. And now, looks like Lothar, aka Michael Bishop, aka former backup quarterback of the Patriots.
Yeah. Put him in.
He was formerly Beefcake the Mighty, and now he's Lothar. He is their vocalist.
What I'm really trying to tell you people is just go out there and buy Scumdogs of the Universe. Just listen to it. It's their best album.
Do you, Brutal or Not Brutal, is it Gwar or Lordy? Who's your favorite?
Gwar. Right. Does that answer your question?
Story.
January 9th, 1970, Black Sabbath releases their single Evil Woman, a basic cover of a Minneapolis like folk band Crow. I don't like it. It's fine. It's too bluesy for me for this era of Sabbath. It's like too... It's too groovy. It's not what I want out of them.
You don't like a good groove? Some good groove core?
I mean, I do, but not out of this.
No, this is a little too much.
This is too much. This is too like... It's too...
Yeah.
It's too ROR, not enough ZLX for my classic rock. Matt.
Yes?
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I gotta tell you, as we've discussed many times in this segment, it's not metal history if there isn't a power metal band. And I gotta tell you, on January 9th, 2009, Danish power metal band Iron Fire releases the album To the Grave! This is their song.
I don't even know this band.
You're gonna know it. This is their song, Demon Master.
Ooh!
Wait till the vocals kick in. You're gonna love it.
Nothing
I was thinking about when I was making this list that I want to do a quiz show one day with you where it's like, is this a power metal band or a Dungeons and Dragons item? Because I feel like Iron Fire is like in the lore of like Drizzt Do'Urden from the whatever Forgotten Realms.
So you know that they, so we were talking about problematic music off air.
Yeah.
Apparently, so a couple of years ago, when I before Spotify existed, I think, like the alternative to iTunes was eMusic, and you could like, you know, you pay $15 a month for like 35 downloads, or whatever. It came up to like 30 cents a song.
So crazy.
It's mostly like indie releases.
Yeah.
Of course, then they basically became iTunes. Before that, so like I ran into like this dark world of power metal, of like white supremacist power metal, like singing about the Crusades and stuff like that. It was like, it was crazy.
I'm here to sing about
it was crazy
Tolkien items.
Yes.
Anyway, there you go.
Iron Fire.
Let me turn this off. Matt, January 9th, 2006, where were you? Where were you? I have the answer.
Worcester.
You were in Worcester. So was I. In line to buy everyone's favorite band, Dragon Force, with a, I don't know, their biggest hit, their biggest album.
I mean, this was it. This Inhuman was college,
Rampage.
Basically.
This is the college album, Inhuman Rampage, and of course, There's Fire in the Flames, which came out January 9th, 2006.
And flashbacks right out of the past guitars.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's too much.
Just like watching all like the notes scroll across and get hit.
The notes scrolling across for your Guitar Hero, obviously, or like Band Hero? I guess it was still Guitar Hero at the time.
It was still Guitar Hero.
It wasn't Rock Band yet.
Wasn't this like the... Like if after you beat the game, like that last set of songs and this would pop up?
Yeah, it was like a hidden song.
Yeah.
It was like two... Well, because I think what had happened, just to bring you on the inside of video games, is that... I don't know if it was the PlayStation version or maybe the PC version. If it was a PC, something happened where people were hacking songs into the game because like the background was there so that if you could get the master track or you could put it on a CD, I guess, or whatever, or MP3, it would like create the highway, whatever you want to call it, of like buttons. And so I think people had like put this song in Guitar Hero before Guitar Hero put it in Guitar Hero, which is pretty neat. I think it's just wild.
I have to get the guys from Bank Amaro in because they basically made that game.
Yeah, I was going to say Bank Amaro basically did the whole game. A lot of local bands in that from Red Octane. Red Octane.
No, but what's the other? That wasn't the
Harmonix.
Yeah. They basically had to lay everyone off after everyone realized that they didn't want to play those games anymore.
Or decided it stinks, they didn't want to play anymore. I got a lot of plastic instruments.
I was going to say, GameStop did not want my drum set.
No,
my
they
plastic
didn't.
Drum set.
It's like there's just too many of them.
Yeah.
But I did miss it, and I kind of was thinking this year, even though I am far too old to have a plastic thing in my house.
The ceremony banging of the plastic toys.
I wanted to get just the drums, because I feel like you could learn like the timing, at least. You're not going to learn how to play drums, I think, from like Band Hero. Not Band Hero. Rock band. But like, I feel like you can get the timing down or something.
They did come up with another hero thing because it was like,
well, there was something like Rise of the Six String and like Kid Rock was in it, and he said no one is more authentic than Kid Rock or this game.
But no, didn't they come up with like, or was it was Band Hero? Because then the Guitar Hero expanded to the full instruments to compete with Rock Band.
Well, I think it was just Band Hero, and then there was DJ Hero,
or Guitar Hero World Tour, whatever. DJ Hero, right?
Pretty bad. Matt, January 10th, 1989, Metallica releases single one off of Injustice for All. This is my favorite Metallica song. People should know that I like this song. Obviously, Metallica's one based on the film or the book and the film Johnny Get Your Gun about Johnny Tremaine, the World War I soldier who lost all of his limbs.
Wait a minute, Johnny Tremaine.
Johnny Tremaine. No, that's Civil War. But,
that was American Revolution.
Whatever, same thing. But anyway, like some of your like classic like weird imagery of like guy in mask, just horrible. One of the many things that kind of got me into like research, like kind of like having like a casual interest in World War One, because you don't get a lot of it on like your History Channel or your pop history stuff. And I think it's just like a much darker period. Like obviously World War Two was extremely dark, but the concept of World War One was like, you know, people were out there, and the war before, I guess you had the 30 years war or the 100 years war, but people were still like, you'd still like fight in formation with horses and swords, and they were like, no, now we have machine guns.
Yeah,
and it was just humanity clashing directly with technology, and it created a disaster. I wrote a lengthy paper in college about the machine gun, how it affected humanity.
Yeah. Well, it's great. Some of it is what they were able to figure out, though. Like, the machine guns mounted on airplanes and how they were able to calibrate it to shoot through the propeller.
But then, if you're in an airplane, you're crashing. Like, you're not landing that thing.
There's that. And then, basically, as the SARS, sorry for this World War One aside, but it was like, you look at like food and agriculture, and certain things, and like they are very connected to war research, because like you have national nutrition standards because of World War II, nobody was fit enough to go serve.
No.
In World War One is what we have to thank for fertilizers, and basically they first used nitrogen and all that crap for poison
to
and,
kill people.
Yeah, for chemical warfare.
Yeah, mustard gas.
Mustard gas, and now it's fertilizer.
Now it's fertilizer. You can make a beautiful.
And now it's still killing us because of runoff. But anyway, that's a whole other tangent.
GMOs. Anyway, January 12th, 1995. Led Zeppelin goes in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sorry, I know you don't like Led Zeppelin, or do you?
Nah.
Do you really not like Led Zeppelin?
Like, I would never be like, oh, I want to listen to Led Zeppelin right now.
Yeah.
There's a few songs I can tolerate if they come on.
Is it this one? Is it Achilles' Last Stand off of Presence?
I'll add it to the list.
The thing about Led Zeppelin is, like, I think it's like everyone's favorite band once. Like, it has to be your favorite band at some point. But then you change. Like, you either you pick a side. Like, because there's like, it's almost like your Guns N' Roses, where like some people like your Mr. Brownstone, and then they pivot off of that into like harder rock, which is what I think what I did. I'm like, oh, Guns N' Roses, that's fun. And then I pivot off of that into harder rock. And then some people who like Civil War or whatever, Sweet and they Child pivot off into like soft, like indie rock almost. I really like the song Achilles Last Stand, obviously Led Zeppelin, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't respect the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because Immortal's not in it. So.
But would you want Immortal to be in it now that they don't have a Bath?
No. No, I just want to be inducted. But then I want others to be removed from the Hall of Fame to make more space for this above. Hey, Matt. Speaking of power metal, January 12th, 2007, German power smash, whatever, thrash metal, speed metal, Gravedigger releases, not the monster truck, Gravedigger the band, releases their 15th studio album, Liberty or Death. I'm also contractually obligated to say that Gravedigger originally toured with Helloween in the 80s. This is their song. Do it. This is their song, Ocean of Blood, off of Liberty or Death. Do you feel like you're in an ocean of blood right now? Because I do.
Yes.
I mean, I'm loving it.
That is the first thing that came to mind.
Do you think you could swim in an ocean of blood? What do you think the viscosity of blood is? Swim in it.
There's only one way to find out.
It's to swim in an ocean of blood.
Did you see, do you watch Always Sunny?
No, I've seen episodes of it.
Very relevant to last week's episode.
Did they swim in an ocean of blood?
A pool of blood, yes.
That's pretty boss. Man, let's close it out. Speaking of bands that we've directly influenced, including Helloween, January 13, 2009, our boys Creator releases Lords of Chaos. I know you're liking the video for Satan is Real because it's the Vavitch, but with wizened old German rock stars playing behind it. Creator is the album that the frontman, Mike Petraza, said it was the first time they had basically done an album that was like as like raw, where they just like went straight to tape. They didn't have a lot of production. Since their first album, which we featured many weeks ago, called Pleasure to Kill. This is the Demon Prince off Hordes of Chaos from our boys Creator. Get on there. Do it.
God dang it.
There you go. The internet hates me today. This is good. I feel like they've gotten much darker, or like more... They're not dealing in metaphors anymore. They're like, no.
A lot of people say they're better than they ever have been. Nah.
I think they're fine. I like Creator.
they're coming around here soon.
The Decibel Tour or whatever? Decibel? It's them and a bunch of other bands, though. Or is it just them?
That's a full slate.
Okay. This is good. It sounds very 2009. It almost sounds like melodic death metal, which is not really what they are.
Obituary.
There you go. That's your metal history. I'm Matt Mastromaro.
Well, thank you. Our power metal interlude leads into the concert list for this week in metal history, or in metal yet to come tonight.
Metal future.
This is not a metal show, but House of Blues. It is Real Big Fish and Anti-Flag with Ballyhoo! Exclamation
Real
point
Big Fish is metal as
and
hell.
Direct Hit! Exclamation point. Direct Hit's album last year was really good. It was all about drugs. At Kodo tonight, you can see Rise, Voices in Vain, The Floor's Embrace, and Elegy. Wednesday night at Once, you got Truck Fighters with King Destroy and Gozu. Thursday at Brighton Music Hall, Metal Sucks presents Alcest with The Body and Creepers. Mm. Maybe your boy.
Maybe Woods of Trees will be there.
Maybe Woods of Trees will be there. Maybe I can't remember. Think of any of their names now.
What? All the guys.
All the writers.
The lady from this video.
Whitney Moore.
Whitney Moore.
And your boy Neil Steen. And Axel Rosenberg.
Neilstein. That's dope.
Vince Neilstein.
Oh, Vince Neilstein.
And Axel Rosenberg.
Like
you get it?
I get it.
Rosenberg.
Look, I get it.
Vince Neilstein.
You think it's Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97 in New York?
Probably is.
Yeah, probably is. That guy's working all the time.
At Ralph's, it's Metal Thursday with Goblet, Oliphant, and Ice Giants. Friday, January 20th.
Hell yeah, Goblet.
At Ralph's. You can see Birchill, Dam, Conclave, Oxblood, Forge, Rot, Iron Hex, and Black Acid Prophecy. The Arts Block in Greenfield has Low Points, Regions, Hollow Point, Vile, and Brickshot. And Saturday, January 21st, at Sammy's Patio, it is Solium Fatalis, Angor, Legions Descend, and Dark Was the Night. And at Kodo, you can see Rosamov, Greylock, Bedtime Magic, and Oxblood Forge.
Bedtime Magic.
And so that's that. And then, of course, Boston Calling lineup got announced. The big
Tool
to do this week, and Tool will be headlining.
I always think Boston
first
Collins
time
like,
in 5 years that they'll be playing Boston.
That's weird.
Harvard Athletic Complex, Tool.
Weird.
We have a nice Tool story, but we can't really discuss on that.
Well, I don't have a nice Tool story. I was
so you're part of it.
I was at
you were integral to that story.
That's true. I was integral to that story.
Yeah, your lack of presence at that Tool show
led right.
to my Tool story. Probably
it's like jazz.
So yeah, that's the concert calendar for this week on Brutal Brunch.
The thing is, if they don't play. Where are they going to play, though? Like, are they going to play, like, all sorts of, like, experimental new stuff? Or are they just going to play the
I don't have any new stuff right now.
No, but I mean, what if he just gets on stage? He's like, I'm going to do whatever the heck I want.
He could, because he's a maniac. You know?
Like, I'm just
going to
do a rockabilly album.
I hope he sells his wine there.
He's going to be doing jujitsu. That's his thing.
So, yeah. Do you want to do a block of black metal?
Yes.
All right.
Yay!
So, we have two of our long time favorites, Obsidian
Gru.
Tongue and Gru, coming
yeah.
up. But before that, let's play a song by a band whose singer was once arrested on the Orange Line for his bullet belt. Naxxar? I don't know, it's like a German demon.
Yeah,
that's the band.
I'm going to look
they
it up.
They are no longer around, unfortunately. But we're going to play their song, Black Offerings.
Yeah.
Because get it? Because AFI has a new album coming out, and they had their single White Offerings in 2016. So we got Black Offerings from Naxxar. Recorded in 2013 from Path of the Impure. And it is, we're going to kick off a dismal black metal block, and then we'll come back, and then Matt will have his black metal song of the week.
Hell yeah.
Because that's how we feel. So you are listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Here is Naxxar with Black Offerings off of the Path of the Impure.
All these websites are in German.
And now the computer's freezing up. Freaking YouTube.
All right, first of all right. before we get into this block, please light your black candles and just get psyched.
Yeah, you have some time to
get
in the mood for this song. Hold on.
Scratch your name into the wall. Turn all the lights up. There we go.
There it is.